Alléluia, 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 Alléluia. Christ had a servant to rise from the dead and so enter into his glory. Alléluia, Alléluia, Alléluia. The reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to his disciples, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give it to you. Do not let your hearts be troubled or afraid. You heard me telling you, I am going away and I will come back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice that I am going to the Father. For the Father is greater than I. Now I have told you this before it happens, so that when it happens, you may believe. I will no longer speak much with you. For the ruler of the world is coming. He has no power over me, but the world must know that I love the Father, and that I do just as the Father has commanded me." Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. It's amazing we are all called to follow Jesus. Jesus promises to us, "Peace I give you, my peace I give it to you." The peace of Christ, it doesn't mean everything perfect, but he gives us grace to go ahead with our daily life. Many times we doubt, where is God? God is peace, but he seems no peace. But Jesus is telling us, peace is not that everything is perfect. Peace is that everything is doing according to the will of God the Father. Jesus suffered in the Garden of Gethsemane. He prayed. He was suffering so much. He just, "Father, Father, leave this cup away from me." It's so easy. But finally he said, "It's not according to my will, but that your will be done." This is the attitude we have to learn from Jesus. We are all called to be with him on our daily life. Our cross is different one from another. Some crosses for some people is from their family members. Some crosses from the other people, maybe from the colleagues, maybe from the health situation. Everybody is different, but everybody is loved by God the Father. Everybody is loved by Jesus Christ himself. It's Jesus himself who called us to follow him. So, at one time, we might doubt, where is God? Because you might say, I find no peace. But Jesus will tell you again, peace is not that everything is perfect. Peace is with a humble heart to do the will of God every present moment. So let's ask God this special grace today. Whatever you do in every present moment, just do it wholeheartedly. Just open our heart. Just let Jesus in us to do whatever we have to do. Jesus promised, we are not capable all the time, but he promised he will with us. He will be with us. So, thank you, Jesus, that you share life with us, that you with us in our daily life. you know, work, you know, getting together with people. Not all the time we feel that we are loved by people, but we know that you ask us to love them, even they do not love us. You teach us to love unconditionally. You do good, not because people are good to you. Jesus, give us your grace, so that today, every present moment, we try hard to listen to your voice in us, that whatever you do is for the glory of God the Father. Whatever we do, it's just to say yes to God the Father. Thank you, Jesus.